With his illness, Coach has lost his voice, and that finally gave us the opportunity to bring Todd Steelman back. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rich. How are you?
Doing great. Well, we missed you. We get to see you sing, of course, at the games and coach, but it's not the same as having you here with us on the air.
Man, it's been too long. I'm telling you. I think it's been since last NCAA tournament.
Well, that's not right. That has to change.
Absolutely.
We'll call you again tomorrow.
Fair enough.
All right. Hey, let's talk about the winning streak that continues. You got your 10th straight over the weekend at Stony Brook. Is your team playing its best basketball of the season right now?
You know, it's funny because last year we talked so much about wanting to play our best basketball in March, and we went on that long winning streak during the season last year and probably were playing our best basketball in February. And then when March came along, we were, where do we go from here? So this year we've not shied away from trying to play our best basketball in the moment. And although we haven't really talked about specifically, man, are we playing our very best right now? We do feel like the pieces are really coming together. Things are clicking in a little more universal way. Some games we've played well, you know, getting the ball inside. Some games we've shot it okay. Defensively we've been pretty consistent across the board, but all of it being put together at the same time didn't really click until the Albany game at home. And so we feel like right now, you know, we've got our guards shooting the ball pretty well. Obviously Siggy's been very consistent, and Liz with her all around play is always consistent, but we're getting post play and perimeter play kind of working together at the same time. So yeah, I guess in some regards we feel like we are playing about as well as we played all year.
You mentioned Siggy again, named Player of the Week, second straight week. Is there anybody better than her in America East?
I mean, we feel like she's just the best. We feel like she's the best player in our league. I mean, obviously, Sharisha Richards is incredibly talented and such a great athlete and does such a great job and has really improved. But, man, Siggy just does so many things for our team, you know, on the show and her three-point percentage just being, you know, off the charts and just doing so many things to help us, you know, win basketball games more than anything else. I mean, she helps us win games. So it's been really rewarding to watch her continue to improve, and obviously we call her the Energizer Bunny because it doesn't seem like she ever gets tired. So it's great to see that she's being recognized again as our Conference Player of the Week.
You've got such a veteran team. Does that make game coaching a little bit easier? Do you have to work perhaps not as hard because the players know what's expected of them?
Well, I mean, there's always work to be done. I mean, there's always the preparation leading up to a game and to a different opponent, and you know that every time that you step on the floor, that each team is really gearing up, you know, to face us, which is a whole different ball game than maybe it was, you know, two or three years ago. But it is comforting to know, and kind of a nice thing to know that we can put a game plan together, and we know that they understand what we're trying to do, and they can execute it in a way that can be effective and efficient. So certainly. It's not like we have to recreate the wheel every game. If coach wants to add a tweak to something, or if we want to make a little adjustment, they're able to gather that up and pick it up very quickly and put it into action. So that's a real joy for us that we can, you know, have a team that's been through the wars over the last few years, and they can do that.
We're talking with Coach Todd Steelman, the Maine women's basketball team. Just two games left in the regular season. Is it fun to be that team that's got the target on their back that everybody highlights on the schedule?
It's such a different feeling. You know, obviously we got a taste of it last year, but we were still fifth last year, so we still were kind of, you know, a surprise team in some regard. I mean, we felt like we were one of the top teams in the league, but certainly we have that on our back this year for sure, you know, and I think our kids have really embraced that as the year has gone along. We've talked all through, really through their entire careers, about building confidence and having a confidence and a real, for lack of a better word, a swagger to the way that we play, knowing that if we put our best effort out there, that we can win just about every game that we play. And, you know, knowing that teams are going to be ready, that means we have to be prepared. So we're certainly not so athletic and so talented that we can just walk out on the floor and just win without putting forth a really great effort. And I think our kids know that. But I think they've kind of embraced the fact that now they're a good basketball team. You know, we have a group that can be successful at a very high level. And so I think they've done a good job with that.
You're on the road at Hartford Wednesday and then back home on Sunday, the last home game of the regular season. What has it meant to the coaches and the players to have the great support of the fans and to have this wonderful atmosphere that exists when you guys play at the Cross Center?
Well, it's a great place. Let me just make sure that we do play Saturday at home.
Saturday, that's right. Yep.
We'll be home on Saturday. And I'll tell you what, our fan support, both from the diehards that have been around for years and years and years, you know, they've been unbelievable, taking bus trips to places like New Hampshire. They've been incredible. Their support has been, you know, continuous through the good times and the bad times. But to see kind of a new legion of fans join us, some of the younger families and the younger kids, be part of what we're doing is really special, and our kids really enjoy that. I mean, when we go into the stands before the game to greet our fans, it's not something that we're asking them to do out of an obligation or out of, you know, a job. Hey, you got to take care of this. They really enjoy seeing those faces in the stands, and most of our kids now, they make a beeline for certain areas where they know some of the fans that are there every game are going to be. So it's been a really special, it's a unique place. You know, this is a great university with a great following, and it's something that none of us take for granted, players or coaches alike.
Well, of course, one of the highlights of before the game every time at the Cross Center is you singing the national anthem. You have branched out to do some different anthems this year. What was the most challenging one for you?
To be honest, the most challenging one was probably the Serbian anthem, Rich. It was, and just because the melody was not as consistent and familiar as some of the others. So sometimes you feel like, you know, there's a lilt to it that kind of, it's going to be familiar on both lines of a lyric, and sometimes the melody on that one was a little unique. So I was a little more concerned on that one, but like I did with the other international anthems, I sang it for Millie before the game just to make sure that I was doing it correctly, because I do not want, you know, Melissa or her family back in Serbia feeling that their anthem was shortchanged. So she gave me the go-ahead, and it seemed to go okay. So it was a really neat experience to be able to do that, though.
Well, it's a great part of the games and the wonderful atmosphere that exists at the Cross Center. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, the Black Bears play host to Binghamton, a chance to thank the seniors for their efforts, and it should be a great time. And then, with any luck, one more home game come championship time.
That would be the ultimate gift right there for our season, to be able to host the game back on that back end. But we got Hartford right ahead of us right now, so we're going to try to work on that one and then hopefully do what we need to do there and then be able to really recognize these kids on Saturday and make it a really special day for them.
Well, that sounds great. Coach, good luck on Wednesday. Thanks for filling in for Coach Barron, and we'll definitely get you back again very soon.
All right, Rich, I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. It's Todd Steelman, Maine Women's Basketball, this afternoon. Our visits with the coach are brought to you, as always, by Emily Ellis.